Welcome to the FPL USA Press Play Podcast. You've got two of your hosts, Bucks, clocking in from Brooklyn, New York, and I'm joined by my OG podcast partner on the best coast there is. How you doing, Brian? Say hi to everyone.
This is going to be a very short and hopefully banter-filled pod as neither of us cracked 20 points on a free hit. This is a miraculous achievement to unlock. You and I have both done it. I can't believe it. I'm still beside myself. What was the point of all this madness, Bucks?
Yeah, free hitters suck. Non-free hitters suck. Everyone fucking sucks in blank game week 29. That was the story of FPL. By far, my worst game week in my short career. I've been playing for three seasons now. Outside of the Queen's Death game week, this is definitely the lowest score I've ever achieved. How about you, Brian?
Yeah, definitely the lowest score I've ever achieved as well. So we can just jump into it. I scored fucking 15 points. Is that good? Is that good, Bucks? Is 15 points when you can select any player out of four matches between eight teams? Is that good? Oh my goodness. What an absolute disaster. A shit show. You just had to laugh at this, but you spend all this time consuming information, looking at heat maps, maybe taking a look at some teams, doing all the rest. Admittedly, I'm doing less research this year because I'm just having a terrible season. But I guess I just know nothing because I could have picked 11 different players from the ones that I picked and would have gotten a lot more points. It's crazy to only get 15 points and starts off with a great minus three from Reguilón. And then Flecken and goal. And then I was just like, wow, this could be a just diabolical game weekend. It certainly was for me.
Yeah, no returns in your starting 11. Do you have any returns on the bench at least?
Yeah, my third bench, I went with Castagna. He had 10 points.
Wow, he almost single-handedly outscored your team, which is that's a brutal noodle to say the least. I didn't do much better. I fucked around and found out on free hit. I end up on 19 points, which is shockingly good enough for a green arrow. So I'm at 22K overall. That's how it is when the average score in the game week is 12 points. You know, just getting a single return could be enough for that coveted green arrow. One return comes from my differential goalie, member of the shithousery starting 11, Emi Martinez. He gives up a clean sheet. There's a second goal that is ruled off. So he gets one save point and two bonus points. 5 points. That's the dream from a single player in game week 29. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, unless you were a Fulham supporter and went big like one of the managers in our Press Play Premiership podcast league, YMB DeScorpio. He posts 44 points. Oh my goodness. This guy went with Leno in goal for 7, Castagna with 10, and Muniz with 13. And hats off to him. But Bucks, he went with Muniz. I know you were kicking him around for a number of weeks, really, just big upping him on the pod. And then in the end, you went for who as your third striker?
Oh, I wish I didn't do that because that was a huge, huge debacle and disastrous call. I've been bigging him up on the podcast, on social media. I was going into people's DMs being like, Muniz is the magic man. You better have him as your third striker. He might be my transfer in for game week 30 as a little preview of what's to come in 2 weeks time. He was so good. He's been so clinical and he's nailed. He's clearly nailed. He's the man up top to lead Fulham for the rest of the season. And yeah, last minute, I got panicked by a free hit mini conversation that we had for some FPL USA managers. And our buddy, Alex Grun, aka Grunpa, he's a B supporter. He was like, yeah, we're going to smash Burnley. They suck. Serge Reguilón had other plans, and that guy's he's on my straight out of the Premier League shortlist because he ain't it. He stinks. I shouldn't have gone there. I was thinking of swerving him for Vitinho. He's also a guy who has points on my bench. It was a display of incompetence across the board from many of your favorite FPL content creators, to say the least.
Yeah, it's just hilarious. I mean, I think the way that I play FPL is, especially when you're like predicting the matches, you, and especially when there's only four of them, you're really trying to bet on the outcome. And so I heavied up and had no hedges, right? So I went all in on Spurs. I went all in on Brentford. I took attackers from both West Ham and Villa, and that was basically my team. And so not having any Fulham players, only had Alanga, who has a goal kind of cleared off the line. I went with him instead of Gibbs White. That was tough. And the Spurs match was just atrocious. I mean, what the hell was that, Bucks? A no-show in London. They got crushed. Absolutely crushed. No competition.
That was a that was a humbling result, and humbling for us considering we hosted last week's episode. And in the four games that were on in blank game week 29, we went 0-4. We got all of them completely wrong. I think most of the community got them completely wrong as well. And it's just interesting because we were siding with the bookies in that one, favoring Villa, favoring Brentford, favoring Spurs, despite being on the road. And I think we were also leaning slightly towards four. So we were going with the road teams to win out in this game week. And it just showed that the teams that won got a little bit of luck from cards and moments of madness, but the home teams were the ones that took it home. So Burnley, kudos to them. They get a well-deserved result against Brentford. Obviously, you know, Serge Reguilon going off to put them down to 10 changes the whole dynamic of the team. And my guy Wisa, he blows a wide open one-on-one chance with their backup goalie to nonetheless. I think his name's Murchich. Whatever. We don't need to know his name. He's going to be in the championship next year because he stinks and he's on Burnley. But Chelsea lad, David Datro-Fofana, punishes the Bees. And he looks like he could have another loan move, but probably he might actually be a player. I don't think we're going to be seeing him in Chelsea blue anytime soon, but he's consistently scoring goals for Burnley. And you mentioned
We're just trying Muniz to farm some value from him at Chelsea. And Muniz, he's my transfer in already because I have to fund a move next week after we get through international break. But Salah's on the mind, and Muniz, 4.5, 4.6 million. Oh, he's the perfect enabler right now if you want to have big hitters in your side. So we overlooked a few of these assets and we got scorched.
Yeah, and we should just double click on Muniz. He's the top scorer in the game week with 13 points. That's huge. Even if you swerve free hit, as long as you had Muniz in your team, you were looking at a pretty healthy green arrow. And he's owned by less than 4% of the FPL community. So 4.6 million starter for a quality side. I mean, Fulham aren't going anywhere. They're going to be in the Premier League next season. And this guy is banging in the goals. I think he's the talisman now. He's stolen it from Andres Pereira. He's stolen it from Harry Wilson. He's the guy at Fulham. And I don't think Broja or Raul Jimenez are going to give him much competition at all for the rest of the season. He's putting them to bed.
All right, so what can we learn from this disastrous free hit where managers try to trot out 11 players and didn't even get 2 points per player? What do we miss here, Bucks? I know, obviously, again, like we are trying to play a game of prediction, so we heavied up, and there were pretty clear-cut assets, and none of them delivered, right? So do you think, looking back, you would have maybe thought about hedging a little bit more and having like a few players from the exact opposite team, like a Fulham? Or do you think this is just one of those results that if, for example, we played this game week 100 times, maybe FPL managers would have been on the right side of points, let's say 3 out of 4 times or something like that? Like, what are your thoughts here on any takeaways that we can grip for next year?
Well, I think for me, I take that Muniz 50-50 call right on the chin, and it hurts and it has me down bad on the mat. I'm hearing the ref. I'm just coming back to grips, and I'm hearing him at like 7 or 8 right now, and I'm trying to get my act together to get back up. However, I will say, I think this is a huge fluke of a game week. I mean, there's 4 matches. Anything can happen. And I really feel like that Spurs performance specifically was shocking. I mean, how bad they were. They basically could have just sent the team bus and the under-18s the way that they performed. And to have Sun, Madison, and Poro, who was the most popular triple up, only land on 5 points, and they get smacked 3-0 in a London Derby. I don't think many managers could have called that. The bookies were way off. So again, I think if you are on a green arrow, if you have 25 or more points this game week, just like pat yourself on the back and enjoy this international break staring at your green arrow, because many managers, and unfortunately tons of managers who use chips like we both did, are in the doghouse right now. I mean, to not even get 22 points, which is just 2 appearance points per starting player, is disastrous. And I should just say a funny anecdote. Before we jumped on the pod, Brian, I was looking on social media and I saw this guy post that his dad, who he's in a mini league with, rolled out 3 players in blank game week 29 and beat him by 15 points. He had 29 points. He had Muniz and Leno, I believe, and then one other guy. So that's just the kind of game week that it was. You could fall ass backwards into a green arrow the way this game week went.
Yeah, when you look at the stats, especially for the Fulham and Spurs match, Fulham score 3 goals and Spurs have 0. But the XG, 2.76 for Fulham, 2.41 for Spurs, and 4 big chances missed by Spurs. So, I mean, I think they did get thoroughly outplayed, but they still had some big chances that would have netted us FPL points, and therefore we weren't that far away from at least having a few respectable returns in our side. So very disappointing. Captaincy, Son does nothing. Tony does. I mean, the Tony captainer's got to feel even worse, right? Because you went that way hoping for him to get right, and then Reguilón just fucks it all up in the opening 5 minutes, and you're like, wow, this is going to be fantastic. They're going to play down a man for 90 minutes of this match. Just, man, what a weird time for FPL. But I'm glad we can put that blank behind us. It's also like one of the smallest blank game weeks I can ever remember. It was just very bizarre to only have 4 matches. So I think that's a good transition now, Bucks. We'll take our quick break here, and then we'll come back just with some happenings around the country of England, looking at FA Cup and some of the upcoming and likely double game weeks, just to give a little tease to the audience. So we'll be right back.
And we're back. You know, both Brian and I are down pretty bad, but we should just quickly mention our third co-host who we're still thinking about. You, Black Wolf, we love you. We're sending our hopes for a speedy and complete recovery your way. But he had an even worse weekend than both of us, so we should just give some commiserations, because even though he beat Brian's score, he lands on 16 points all out. His Wolves were playing hometown rival Coventry in the FA Cup quarterfinals, and Wolves are cruising. Ronaldo 8 Nori is banging in a goal and assist, and it's looking all systems go for Wolves making it to the semis of the FA Cup. Not to be, because U.S. men's national team player comes in, Haji Wright, and he crushes Dan's dreams of a trophy this season and puts Coventry in a very exciting manner into the semifinals of a tournament. So that's the big news on that front. Man City just steamrolled Newcastle, who are, they're down bad right now with injuries, but Anthony Gordon is fit despite the fuckers who told us he might be out for the rest of the season and some of next. He's fine. This guy, he must have like, you know, titanium alloy in his bones right now, the way he just crazy. Goes down and then he's back. He's fine. Yeah. Eddie Howe is rolling him out for a full 90 minutes. No problem.
Yeah. So I think the big news here for the cup sets, we have Chelsea advance, but Liverpool do not. Liverpool lose in extra time, 3-4. And the dream of the quad is now done and dusted. So what a match, though. You have to feel good for any United supporters. They get their moment of the season. And very surprising to have Salah ripped off kind of the 75th minute. And from there on, Didn't go so well for the Reds there. So I think the big announcement, though, for us FPL managers is that before the game week 30 deadline, we're expected to know what the double game week 34 looks like. And that is going to be a big one. And especially now with the high likelihood that Liverpool is going to be one of those teams that feature, in addition to Wolves. Those are two favorites going into the weekend's FA Cup matches, but now they are both out. So they will likely double in 34, adding a lot more spice to our nice teams. So Bucks, any additional thoughts right now?
Yeah, so we will discuss this in greater detail next week on our Game Week 30 preview podcast. But we should just say that this is a big relief for managers who did free hit in 29, because even though you didn't get any points, which sucks, of course, Newcastle and Manchester United will not have a double game week between now and the end of the season. And those are teams that I think many managers are off at the moment. So there aren't a lot of triple ups with Newcastle or Manchester United players, at least in the top 100K. Maybe if you're a diehard fan and you're just playing for pleasure, that is your prerogative. However, that makes it really easy. I think a lot of managers will be able to get to two Liverpool players. Arsenal will have a double game week, so you'll want to be on triple Arsenal, which many are. And the big news coming out of the FA Cup results is that Chelsea will have two double game weeks between now and the end of the season. So they will have the most bonus fixtures, so to speak, of any team in the Premier League. That's looking like it's going to be in 37, as well as either game week 35 or 36. Again, we will have this much more concrete details to share on next week's podcast, but the FA Cup is important because it impacts the schedule for the Premier League and will also have impacts on tired legs. So this is a big thing for us to know as it gets into chip season, assuming you have any left. Bucks over here. I went through the bag of crisps like I was being paid by the second. So I'm all out of chips. How about you, Brian?
Yeah, those legal cannabis shops have gotten to you, Bucks. You've burned through your chips, and now you're going to have to feast on some hits to get you through these upcoming game weeks. But you're still sitting with a great rank, so you're having a much better season than people who have saved their chips. So don't feel too bad about it. We'll just be rooting on Dan to keep on his quest for top 1,000. That's what I'm holding on to from the lads on this pod. And then ultimately, I think, again, with the cup sets and the FA Cup, we are in a position where the bench boost in 34 looks a lot better now because there's even more teams that are going to be doubling. And likely we're going to have Bournemouth double, and a lot of people have two or three of their assets already. So that's a plus, those cheap guys on your bench potentially. And then adding the powerhouses like Liverpool into that is definitely helpful because you can go on a triple up with Liverpool. Again, it's going to take some maneuvering to get there, but it makes it a lot more interesting to possibly look at your wild card strategy if you have that chip left as well, plus bench boost for 34.
Oh man, does that mean I have to keep this Kirkez wanker in my team? Because I was ready to ship him off to Mars, let alone to the sidelines of the FPL game.
I mean, he's in your side right now. I have Reguilón in my side. I was actually thinking about starting him in game week 30, and so that guy is going to miss a couple matches. So I'd much rather have Kirkez.
Oh man, they both stink. They're both non-options for any serious FPL manager. I think just to bring this back to the FPL conversation, I think right now the big dialogue going into international break is the moves to make to bring back Salah. It was interesting to note that he played 90 minutes in a seemingly meaningless match against, I believe it was Sparta Prague or some team from Eastern Europe that Liverpool were already beating 5-1. And he plays the 90 minutes there. He then doesn't make it the full 90 against Manchester United in the FA Cup. But now we'll have 2 weeks off. So I think when we come back in game week 30, that could be a real differential if you want to go early on Salah. The problem is he plays Brighton and then he plays Chef U, both at home. Great fixtures, of course. I shouldn't say that's a problem. The problem is that it's very hard to fit in
how to get him in.
And Son and Haaland and Saka. And so there's going to be sacrifices that have to be made. So right now I am weighing up a move from KDB. The move was initially just to go to Son, but I kind of feel like I might have missed that window. So now do I just skip Son, who plays Luton at home, the worst defense, or do I just go Salah? So I'm almost a move early on the pack. So I think those are things that we will have to dive deeper into on next week's podcast. But just the solid conversation is really the knife's edge, I think, going into this international break. How do we address and attack getting the king back into our teams?
And to add to that, the fixture in Game Week 30 that is the most difficult one to call is going to be City versus Arsenal. So if you are thinking about taking a hit to bring Salah in, he's a great captaincy shout versus Brighton, who I've not been impressed with at all in the last 15 plus matches, both in Europe and in the Premier League. So I think that is a big sticking point for managers. Do you want to take that risk and maybe move up that hit so you could captain him in back-to-back weeks? Is definitely appealing, especially for anybody looking to chase. We have no idea what's going to happen in the match with Arsenal and City, but it is a defining point in the season, especially with such a tight race at the top of the table with three excellent teams. So very excited to see what happens on that. But I do kind of want to mitigate my risk in that game, given that both teams are like pretty solid defensively, and you got Arteta versus Pep, and it's one of those where we just saw a 1-1 draw with City versus Liverpool. I kind of expect something close to that as well in that match. We'll talk about it in more depth. So hopefully we don't have any injuries in our teams from international break. But what are you getting up to? A couple week of a 10-day stretch off. We'll have our preview pod for Game Week 30 next week. But you going to use your time to do anything fun, Bucks?
No fun to be had other than hosting play dates and going to the playground. I am praying for some really great weather here in New York. Our local playground has a basketball court. So if you're at all in Brooklyn and like playing ball, hit me up on social media. I'd love to organize a meetup on the basketball court. And I should just shout out that myself and Ankar Telekar hosted an amazing meetup. I know we discussed it on last pod. I have yet to do the social post, which Black Wolf is hounding me for, so to speak. And so I'll have that up later today. And we want to do another meetup. I think we're going to try and collab with some of the other FPL content creators here in New York to host something for Game Week 38. But maybe we can even do something for one of the double game weeks, whether it's in 34 or 37, as bringing people in the FPL community together is really what it's all about. And I think, Brian, you know, you brought me into the FPL game. I think it's so wonderful that you could just meet people. You have nothing in common with them other than the fact that you're addicted to this fantasy game about a game that happens overseas. That's not even the most popular football on the US shores. So it's a really awesome game and an awesome community. And I think leaning into the fact that we want to be the home of hashtag FPL USA, that we want to be a really fun and banter filled podcast. It's all about the vibes. It's all about getting FPL managers together to have a good time. I think that's what the Press Play podcast is really all about at its core. So I will get that up tonight, Black Wolf. Don't come for me, please.
I'm excited to take a week off here, start planning a few of my moves for Game Week 30, but they're almost nailed for me. But we will be transitioning here in the States to March Madness, which kicks off on Thursday. I'm going to be in Vegas Thursday, Friday, Saturday into Sunday. So I'm looking forward to watching nonstop college basketball and placing some wagers with a couple of my best mates in Vegas.
How joyous is that the FA Cup gave us the break right at the time when us Americans need it most? We're probably going to be taking some days off work. I might even be going to the game for my alma mater, University of Wisconsin, is playing my backyard at Barclays.
That's awesome.
Friday night. So Duke plays before us, so the tickets are a little bit more expensive, but I feel like
Clear out and you'll be able to get a good seat there. So you should definitely go to that. That's cool. I didn't know they were playing at Barclays.
Oh yeah, I'm psyched. But they're playing against my former roommate and fellow FPL manager, Dan, his alma mater, JMU. So rivalry in the home, rivalry on the court. This is what it's all about, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. All right. Enough of the basketball talk. Let's end this episode. Just a quick one to have a few rants here and make sense of it all. But it was definitely one of those game weeks that I cannot wait to put behind me and upload a new bus team and get planning for Game Week 30.
Yeah, let's hope that our international break goes off far better than our blank game week free hit teams. Ain't that the truth? Before we get out of here, let's again wish Dan a full and complete recovery. If you don't follow at FPL underscore Black Wolf, he's a legend in the FPL community, the creator of hashtag FPL USA, and he's our third podcast host and a better lad than he is an FPL manager, which is saying a lot this season. So we love you, Dan. Hope you get better quick. Hope you all have a most enjoyable international break. Brian, I'm praying for you and your wallet in Vegas, and I'm sending you good vibes, baby.
We'll catch you next week.